Okay. Our talk concerns the unreliable production entry system with hyper-exponential renewal demand processes. At first, I want to explain the motivation behind the model. Our focus are two aspects. The first one is unreliability, because in the most production entry models, most the model assumes that the production machine is perfect, reliable. But in the most case, especially in the new product, the machine is not tested well enough to offer product to market. So machines breakdowns often occur. The second aspect we focus is on the hyper-exponential demand arrival process. In fact, especially in current industry, for example, in a telemarketing market, the new product is most is a promotion sensitive product. So if the product is produced, then because different promotion schemes and some different promotion policy, so arrival process is not so not so not a person arrival process. So we show that the data shows the data sometimes is like a interrupted person process. So we can to use hyper-exponential demand process to fit the data. So this is my second focus. After that, I give some description about our model. Firstly, the model have a unreliable machine and a storage facility. The second one is the machine only fuels when the machine operating. That is, when the machine is idle, there are no failure occur. And we assume that the production rate is constant without loss generality. We assume the production rate is one. And the third one is we use two number critical policy to control the machine setup and shutdown. This policy M, capital M, is similar to the familiar, the well-known S, capital S policy. That is, once the entry level reach capital M, the machine shut down. And once the inventory level fell below the critical M, so the machine began to stop. And we assume that the demand arrival process are hyper-exponential distributed with the PDF. We assume that there are chi types demand. That is HK process. Yeah. And we assume that the demand size or RD at random variables have an arbitrary distribution GX and with a finite expectation. And this unsatisfied demand is backlogged and Russian must has no loss. Finally, we assume that the machine while operating may occasionally occur failure, and I assume that its last time is exponential with the rate alpha. And also we assume that the repair time is also exponential with the rate beta. So this is my our model description. To analyze our model, we denote Xt by the entry level as a system. Xt, we give a figure about Xt as follows. We can see that this is a simple path of the Xt process. At first, the machine is operating. Once the entry level reaches capital M, so the machine turned off, and then the demand arrives, and the inventory level decrease. Once the inventory level falls below M, so the machine turned on to produce the product. But during the production, maybe a machine have a failure, so the machine break down at this point, so no products produced. So, but the demand still coming in, yeah. So, their repair time during the period, at this point, the machine is repaired. That is, machine is good as before. So, it's continue to produce products as before. And at this point, the machine turn off because the inventory level reached capital M, so on after that. This is a simple path of Xt. To make a connection with the Q system, we define Yt as capital M minus Xt as the slack unitary level. So we found I forgot to say that Xt is belong to this region from negative infinity to capital M. So Yt should be positive or zero. We also give a simple path of the Yt as follows. We found that the slack unitary level seems like a Q-C term, and we define the kappa as capital M minus M. So we use this definition, we give a slack unitary level. So in the following, we need to define the machine states. That is, there are three states of a machine. We define zero as the machine is turned on at time t, and it equal to one when the machine is operating, and the two, that is, the machine is filled. So, but it's not enough to construct Markov process. So we define JT as this one, as a type of demand arrival at the time T. We consider K types arrival. So of that, we found that YT, IT, and JT is a three-dimensional Markov process. And we can give its state place as follows. Okay, up now we can use Qing system to study this unitary system. The system, because have a spatial duration, that is, machine is a field, so we give some primary results considering the repair time of the machine. So define Sn as the total size and demand during the nth repair time of the machine. So we can easily get that Sn is ID random variables, it's easy to say, yeah. And we that Hx, that is, we want to give a distribution of that the arrival during the repair time. So we can derive the following quantities. And in fact, because we assume the machine is unreliable, so actually we define this demand arrival during the repair time as a type 2 or secondary input process. So it's easy to see that the arrival rate of this type is alpha, and the demand size has diffusion as Hx. So we can give the corresponding queuing system of our unitary system, but we need to introduce a new process to capture some fundamental features of our unitary system. So we just define some function and its inverse function. In particular, PyT is just the idle time and the producing time of the machine. So we can define the process state as this one. And maybe it's not easy to imagine the state or like what. So we can give a simple path of state comparing YT. So this is the simple path of the theta. So by comparing the clean path of yt, we found that theta is obtained by deleting the repair time of yt. That is, this period doesn't appear in the theta. So we just got this duration as the secondary input process. Okay, so of that, theta can be interpreted as a special queuing system as some assumptions. That is, we define the two type customers in the queuing system. The type one customers, in fact, is the demand arrival for, during the machine is idle or operating. And the type two customers, in fact, is a demand arrival during the repair time of the machine. So, based on former description, we can see that the type 1 is, in fact, the HK arrival process, and the demand size is just GX and with the same expectation. And the type 2 customers can be arrived only when the machine is filled. So, the service, the arrival rate of the second type customers is only the failure rate, that is alpha, and with the demand size Hx and the mean. So we after connecting this unity system with the queuing system, we can see that the server only continue work until the system how to say attend a senior level command. That is, we can see from the simple path, that is only when the level exceed this level this kaba, then the machine turned on. Otherwise, the machine stay idle. So in the following, we first study the stability condition of the system. So we give the stability condition of the queuing system, and then we found that this inequality rule is less than one is sufficient to ensure the steady state property. The proof is rather long, so if time permits, I'll give a sketch of proof at last. So we study the system under the condition rho is less than one. So we, for convenience, we just consider H2 arrival of process. That is only two kinds of arrival. So we define as FRJ XT as the joint distribution of entry level and the demand type and the machine state as follows. And we found that some special cases is not cannot be considered in the model. After that, we give some derivation of that about system to get some Kalman-Meier forward equations. So I will just give a description. At last, we solve the system and get some solutions. When the machine is idle, it's easily to get some explicit expressions. But when the machine is failed or shut down, a field or operating, it's not easy to get the implicit expression. So we get just get some LS transform expressions. Based on the results, we get some performance measures, such as the probability being in the operations, some being in the failures, being the shutdowns, and some failure frequency of machine, and the shutdown frequency machine, and more importantly, that is average inventory level we can get from this formula. We finally give a numerical example when the demand size is exponential. So we get the implicit expression of our average inventory level. So we give some picture of about some inference of the failure rate on the average slack inventory. We found that with the increasing of failure rate, the slack inventory level is increased. That is, the actual inventory level is decreased. Okay, we finally gave some conclusions. So we just gave a model to incorporate the unreliability factors and hyper-exponential demand arrival process simultaneously. And we used the corresponding queuing system to study this unitary system. So we get some stability condition and get some results based on this queuing system.